today will surely bring its shares of doubts and concerns. So for now, let's pause for a moment of encouragement with Dr. Tony Hare of Tony Hare Ministries.
This week is going to be a great week for all who believe it will be. This week will not be so great for all who believe it will not be. Your week is going to go according to how you think. Your day and week and life can be as great, can be as exciting and awesome as you want it to be. Life will throw things your way. People will get on your nerves. People will try your patience. People are going to talk about you. There will be negative reports about you, me, and everything God has promised us. These reports are only there to put our faith and trust in God to the test. Armed with this information, you and I are ready to enter the promised land of our relationship with Jesus Christ, the land that flows with milk and honey. The land that flows with milk and honey for you and I is the place where our struggles produce strength. The land that flows with milk and honey for you and I is the place where what looks like not enough is more than enough. The land that flows with milk and honey for you and I is the place that might look occupied from a distance, but after closer observation, it was reserved for you and I. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 30, God had brought the children of Israel to the southern edge of Canaan, the land God had promised to the descendants of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The land that flowed with milk and honey. God had shared with Moses to send spies to view the land and bring back a report. In Numbers chapter 13, verse 1, Moses sent 12 leaders, one man from each tribe. Upon the 12 spies' return, after 40 days in the land, 10 brought back a negative report, while 2 brought back a good report. All 12 men viewed the same land and saw the same things, but their reports were different. The 10 spies who brought back the negative report said, "We came to the land whither thou sent us, and surely it flows with milk and honey, and this is the fruit of it. Nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. Moreover, we saw the children of Anak there." The 2 spies that brought back the good report, Caleb and Joshua, recorded these words. "And Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and possess it, for we are able to overcome it.' This is the attitude you and I must have as we enter into this week. We must have the winning attitude this week. God gave us this week. He has already viewed it for us, and the report was good. Now it is up to you and I to go into this week and possess everything He has given to us. We will not hesitate. We will not hold back. We will not stumble, and we will not remain where we are. We take, accept, and possess what belongs to us. If you are ready, let's go get what's ours." Just a few words to encourage and remind you to keep the main thing the main thing.
Join us each weekday morning for Moment of Encouragement. Discover more when you download the free Tony Hare Ministries app on your mobile device. Hear the latest message. Start your personal Bible reading plan. Customize your private journal and much more. Download the free Tony Hare Ministries app today.